there was this church or this fellow in Kentucky. Amen. He was a good holiness man in Kentucky, the worst town or worst city in Kentucky. Amen. And God, one day when he was at church, laid on his heart to go to the worst street in that town and to start a church. Amen. So he went to the church. It's a very wicked town, very ungodly town. He went there, bought a piece of property. Amen. The Lord blessed him, and they started having church. I believe if they started out maybe in a tent, I forget exactly what they started out in, but amen, the church began to grow, and they got enough money eventually to build them a tabernacle. Amen, the church began running in the 30s and the 40s, and then before too long, a few months later, it was running up in the 100s. Amen. God was really blessing the church in that wicked town, and it shook some of the town people because the community began to feel the effects of that, amen, that church praying and fasting and seeking the face of the Lord and having good Holy Ghost meetings. Amen. Amen. And they called the name of that church the Calvary Holiness Church. Amen. Calvary is what the church went by. They said that's the Calvary Church. Calvary. Amen. But also, amen, it shook that town. And they decided that the mayor decided they was going to go down and build a bar in that town. All right. And they built that bar right beside that church, right beside it, not 100 yards from that church. And the bar was so wicked and so vile, they slapped the name across the door of that bar, and they named the bar the Gates of Hell. Amen, a very wicked bar. They said all kinds of ungodly acts went on in that wicked, wicked bar. Amen. They would begin to play their music so loud, sometimes the preacher would have to turn up the microphones to try to preach and to drown out the music and all the wicked things that were going on in that bar. Amen. And one night they decided they started waking up early in the morning, gathering in church, praying that God would shut that bar down. Amen. And one night the pastor called an all-night prayer meeting. And the pastor felt led to go outside. And he walked outside during that all-night prayer meeting, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Amen. He was walking outside seeking the face of God, as many of us do. Can't stay still when we're praying. We have to walk up and down. He was walking up and down the street with his hand in his pocket, looking up towards heaven, praying, God, will you please shut this bar down? Amen. And a wild teenager come running up to him in a drunken stupor, crazed on drugs, on crack cocaine. Amen. A wild, glassy look in his eye. He grabbed that preacher by the shirt and shook him and said, he said, preacher, I gotta know something. And that preacher said, what is it, son? He thought maybe he wanted to come and repent or come to the church. Amen. He said, preacher, I got to know something. He said, what is that, son? He said, how do you get to the gates of hell? The preacher looked at that man. He said, if you pass Calvary, you cannot miss it. Amen. If you pass Calvary, you cannot miss it. And when I heard that story, I looked over. Amen. And the crucifixion of Jesus, it said that they passed by the cross as they wagged their head. Amen. You want to know how to get to the gates of hell? You go right past Calvary and you cannot miss it. Amen. Past Calvary and you cannot miss it. How do you get to the gates of hell? Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles and you'd like to turn with me, I'll be reading out of a very familiar portion of Scripture. Amen. Many of us has read it over and over, taught on it, preached on it. Amen. But if you have your Bibles, I'd like you to turn and stand with me, if you would, to Luke chapter number 16. Amen. I'll begin reading in verse number 22. Luke chapter number 16, verse number 22. Tonight I want to let you know that I am not doing this to scare you. We have used excuse after excuse to push off reasons why we should preach on hell. It's a very unpopular message. Amen. I read even a book that said, at our church, we don't even mention the H word. But I'm here to tell you tonight, just as sure as I'm standing behind this pulpit, there are souls screaming in hell right now. I'm not doing it to scare young people so I can say we had all the young people in the church praying the altars. But I do want to tell you there is a devil's hell that awaits you If you do not get right with God in this place tonight, how do you get to the gates of hell? Just pass by Calvary. If you're at Luke chapter number 16, verse number 22, will you say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter number 16, verse number 22 reads unto us, "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died also and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said," and I want you to listen what he called Abraham. "He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me." He knew Abraham as Father Abraham. That lets me know that quite possibly this man was a religious man. "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets and Brother Shannon and Brother Cliff and Brother Rodney and Brother Jamie, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." God have mercy. Tonight, just for a title that you can remember, I'd like to preach on If Hell Could Yell. If Hell Could Yell. If you'll stretch forth your hand this way and ask God's anointing to be on His Word and on His servant tonight. Heavenly Father, we praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the great privilege and opportunity we have to come into your house, Lord, to lift up holy hands without wrath, to worship you in the beauty of holiness, Heavenly Father. I'm praying right now that a holy anointing from another world will settle on this preacher and settle on this congregation. Lord God, anoint me, Lord God, to preach, Heavenly Father. Anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive exactly what you'd have to say unto us, Lord. Let convicting power of the Holy Ghost rest in this place to warn us that awaits us if we do not receive what we need in this place tonight is a devil's hell. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll smile on this altar service. Lord God, we'll give you all of the praise. Step into this preacher. Preach to him tonight the words that you'd have to say unto us. Lord, we'll give you all of the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated if you can. Praise the Lord. Once again, young preacher preaching from a very familiar portion of Scripture. We have read over it many, 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 many times to bring us to the reality that there is a hell. Amen. But first, I want us to look at this fact that we see Amen. That the beggar laid at the rich man's gate every single day, only desiring the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Amen. He had no comfort in this world, only that the dogs came and licked his sores that he had from malnutrition. Amen. The boils that would appear on his flesh. Amen. And every single day, we notice that this rich man said he was rich and increased with goods. He had fine cloth and linen, and he had need of nothing. He addresses Abraham as Father Abraham. When he lifts up his eyes in hell, he automatically notices that Abraham and addresses him as Father. And I believe with all of my heart, the reason that he recognized Abraham as Father is because he was a religious man. Maybe every day on the way to Sabbath, he passed by the beggarly man with the sores appearing on his flesh. That beggarly man would cry out, "Only rich man, I don't want the meat. I don't want to sit at your table. I only want the crumbs that fall from your table." And every single day, as that man went into town, he passed by Lazarus, the beggar. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart that God judged that man. And I am building a message. Amen. And I'm not going to preach it tonight. Amen. My entitled Lazarus is our responsibility. We will be judged, McClinney Church of God, while people need what we have on the outside of this building. And we walk every single day. We drive by them every single day on our way to enjoy the richness and the blessings of God. We pass by them every single day. And I'm telling you, Lazarus's blood will be required of our hands if we do not reach out. For Lazarus is our responsibility. If we do not reach out to Lazarus and give him the riches that we have come to know, we are in danger of hell fire. Oh my God, have mercy. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But he passed by him every single day with plenty of room to put the beggar, to put Lazarus in his home. Still, he neglected. That is a perfect picture of the Pentecostal church nowadays. Souls are dying. We see the beggar here being carried away as he died in his anguish and in his hardship. We see the beggar carried away by angels into Abraham's bosom. Oh my God, have mercy. What a wonderful thought to know. And if we will but endure the hardship of this life and still worship the living God, we will show up on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. Amen, amen, amen. If we will but endure the hardship that we face on this world as holiness people separated, amen, unto God, one of these days, amen, we will show up in heaven. My God, have mercy. Amen. If the dogs, if the only comfort that I have in this world is that the dogs come and lick the sores on this flesh, I have a hope in knowing, as Brother Ronnie Searcy says, things ain't always going to be the way that they are right now. Oh, my God, have mercy. This preacher boy may not book very many revivals, but I am looking for a better day. I am looking for a brighter country. I am looking for one of these days when I step over Chile Jordan, or when Jesus Christ calls me, I will step onto the shores of that celestial city, and all of the trials of this life that I have come to know will soon fade into a memory when I look upon my blessed Redeemer's face. Oh, Christian people all over the face of this congregation ought to be raising their hands and rejoicing in the fact of knowing at one of these days.
life. Hey, I'm going to roam far beyond the sky. Oh, where the saints of old I shall see, and the blessed Redeemer's face I shall behold. Preacher, I'm tired and I'm weary, and I don't feel like worshiping. I said I feel like worshiping because I am going to a brighter place and a better country. Hey. Woo! There's a heaven that awaits us. I didn't plan to spend this much time right here, but I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost to tell God's struggling people in this world that we live in today, don't give up the hope. I said we're almost at deliverance. It's just about time for Jesus Christ to split the eastern skies and call us. I said call us his bride away. Oh, we have the vision. We have strife. Oh, my God, we can't settle over the color of the carpet. Hey, but I'm looking for a better day. It's no time to be disunified. It's no time to break fellowship one with another. It's time to bind together and look for the soon appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo, hallelujah. You know what? Oh, Lord, I have seen the greatest preachers of our day preach behind this very pulpit on heaven. I've seen them. I mean, we had revival that's went on through Wednesday night. Amen. And on Wednesday night, their parting, amen, message, they'd preach on heaven. And it seemed like the tightest service. And it seemed like the dullest service. You want to know why? Because us as Christian people, the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. That lets me know that there are troubles in this world that can get in our heart. We have lost sight of the goal. We have lost sight of where we are going. But the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. And then it tells us why. Oh, my God, have mercy. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I would have told you. Hey, it's time for the Christian people, holiness people of God, to realize, hey, yeah, we're having struggles. We're having trials and tests. We're not seeing the power of God like we used to see the power of God. But we're still on our way to heaven. We are still on our way to the glory world where the trouble of this life will soon be over. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad. God have mercy. Oh, if y'all grasp what I was saying. God have mercy. Before I warn you on hell, I want to tell the saints in this church, it's not time to be discouraged, but it's time to lift up our head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Oh, my God, I said rejoice. Oh, ye children, oh, my God, we are on our way to our home supernal. All the trials, all the tests, everything that we have worked for in our whole entire life, I said one of these days we are going to step into the glory world, and it will have been worth every single trial and every single test. Oh, my God, I feel the power and anointing of God. I can preach on hell tomorrow night, but I said it's time for the Christian people of this world to lift up their hands and rejoice in Jesus. Are y'all waiting on this? My God, have mercy. I found one thing out in my short ministry. Hey, man, I'm going to throw my agenda to the side. You see this? I said I'm going to throw my agenda to the side. I'll go pick it back up if the Lord leads me. Well, I said, I feel like telling you, we are on our way to heaven. No need to get discouraged. No need to drop out of the race. Right now, I'm on my way to the glory world. my God, have mercy. Preacher, you ought not to shout in the middle of your message if you felt what I was feeling, knowing that I'm on my way to heaven. You'd shout too. Woo! Oh, it's time to rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. We're on our way to heaven. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, my God, have mercy. Somebody raise your hands and say, praise the Lord. I said, say, praise the Lord. Oh, I feel a move of God in this place. If somebody just grasp a hold of the fact that we are on our way to see Jesus. Oh, can you imagine? Gates of pearl, oh, walls of jasper, streets of gold, a mansion with a plaque that has James Rodney Norman inscribed across the front of it. Oh, I'm going to see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm going to talk to Matthew and Mark and Luke and Timothy. I'm going to ask Paul, was it worth all the struggle in this life? He's going to say, you better believe it, boy. I've been up here for thousands of years. It was worth the shipwreck. It was worth it. It was worth it. It was worth it. Oh, oh my God. Oh, I don't feel like going any further. I said we need to rejoice in the fact that we are on our way to the glory world. Hey, Sister Gladys. Sister Gladys is weak. Sister Gladys is tired. Oh, my God, have mercy. But my wife stood up and sang heaven would be worth the journey. She hadn't shouted in a long time because she had been weak and tired. She got up and bucked like a youngin'. I said, why? Because Sister Gladys had endured the hardship. She seemed to rise and to fall, the compromise of the church. But one hope she had in her heart, she was on her way to heaven. And when she heard the glorious song sang about it, she couldn't contain herself. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, oh Christian people. Hey, oh my God, have mercy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But not only will I see walls of jasper, not only will I see gates of pearl, not only will my feet tread on the streets of gold, not only will I shake hands with James Poe Jackson, oh my God, have mercy, I said I'm going to behold the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Job said, in my flesh I shall see him just as he is. Oh, Job, you endured hardship. Job, your family was taken away, but Job had one hope in his heart. His heart was not troubled because he knew if he just hold on a little while longer, he would see Jesus just as he really is. Hey, you want to talk about a Holy Ghost meeting? Oh, you let a bunch of holiness people get together. That's what makes all these holiness camp meetings so good, buddy. I mean, the holiness people get together. There's enough anointed preachers in that place to blow the house apart. Night after night, the holiness people get together and go to worshiping, and they shout till they get tired. And we say, my God, what a powerful meeting PYSC was. But you think about when I get to heaven, all of those holiness people, oh, and the Redeemer, the greatest preacher that ever lived, oh, is going to stand up and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I said, you think I shouted down here? I'm going to shout for a million years, and I ain't never going to grow weary, and I ain't never going to grow tired. Rejoice. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh my God, I feel like somebody right now is holding back. Do not quench the spirit. Your heart is troubled. My son, my daughter isn't saved. Oh, my aunt, my uncle isn't saved. My mom and dad ain't saved. Hey, but I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills this month. I don't know, my bills are behind. My car payment's behind. But I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, my God, have mercy. My church isn't seeing a move of God like it should. But I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, somebody needs to live. Oh my God, needs to feel what I'm saying in this place. We're on our way to the glory world. When he calls me, I will answer, here am I am ready if he wants me to die. There's a mansion that's waiting me on high, and I'm going there by and by. I have made my preparation from this world of separation. I am walking on God's highway. When he calls me, I will fly away. When he calls me, I will answer, here am I. Oh, I am ready. Oh, my God, have mercy. Do you hear it? I can almost hear the trumpet. Hey, I said I can almost hear the trumpet. My God, we're just about to lose gravitation. It is not time to get disheartened and discouraged. We're almost, I mean, we are right at redemption. Oh, my God, have mercy. Well, I don't feel like preaching on the rest of my message, but I do know one thing. I feel like going to heaven. Oh, have you ever just sat at your house or woke up one day and said, I wish the Lord would come back today? Have you ever been driving to work and saw a cloud roll across the sky and say, that could be the cloud that Jesus Christ is coming back on? Oh, it's time for us. We have been discouraged for... Go on, preacher. Oh, I wish somebody would obey the Lord. I wish somebody would obey the Lord. Oh, I don't feel like going on. You may think I'm crazy. You may think I've lost my mind. And I'll tell you right now, this preacher has never in his life done this. If I have a message, I preach it. Usually I read it right down the line. And I preach everything that's on that book. That book is right back there. Hey, and I said, I felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost tell me it's time for the discouraged saints at the McClinic Church of God to be lifted up and encouraged. Remind them to rejoice. Rejoice, for their redemption is nigh at hand. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel like we're in a waiting contest. Y'all are waiting on me, and I'm waiting on y'all. Oh, somebody needs to move out of your pew and let God encourage you. Your heart's been troubled. Your heart's been on trial. Oh, Satan has allowed everything in this world to block the view of the goal that we are headed for. Oh, my God, have mercy. You're looking down at the dirt. Oh, but it's time to lift up your head and look up to the sky. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God have mercy. God have mercy.
I will encourage you. If you are downtrodden, I will lift you up. I say only come to me, and I will be your blessing tonight, and I will be your joy. If only you will move to me, I will come to you, saith the Lord, and I will lift you up.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Somebody lift your hands and worship the Lord in this place. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, have mercy. My God, have mercy. I was preaching revival at Baxter Church of God. Oh, their choir leader, their choir director. She got up there. Very sweet woman, very soft-spoken woman. Sister Willie, some of you know her. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, she got up there singing. Hey, man, I preached the first morning. Hey, man, I preached the first morning about two wings representing the Holy Ghost coming and bringing you into a place of nourishment. She came down to the altar and wept and cried. Hey, man, I didn't know what was going on in her life. Hey, man, but she was discouraged. Not just 4 or 5 weeks ago, her son, her beloved, the one that she watched raise, took a gun and put it to his head, pulled the trigger and blew his brains out. Suicide. She lost her son to suicide. She knows for a fact that her son is screaming in hell's torment right now. Oh, God have mercy. But she got up there and started singing about the glory of the Lord on a Sunday night. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tears begin to roll down her face. Oh, Lord have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. She was discouraged. And if anybody had a right to be discouraged, Sister Willie had a right to be discouraged. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But she got to singing about the glories of the Lord. She went to shouting and dancing in the Spirit. My God have mercy. Her heart was not troubled. It was lifted up in Jesus because she knew if she endured the hardships of this life, one of these days, I said one of these days, oh, she would step over and it would fade into a memory. Somebody needs to grab a hold of that. I don't think If I lost my son, it would be the greatest grief and torment in my whole entire. I believe it would devastate me. I would be on the brink probably of insanity. I would probably go absolutely crazy if it wasn't for the mercy of God. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. But Paul said, if I had hope in this life only, I would be of all men most miserable. Oh, hallelujah. The friends in this life will let you down. The hopes that you build in this life will let you down. The kingdoms that you build in this life will soon come to naught. Well, churches will soon fall and fade away. Oh, but there is a kingdom that I am longing for, where the streets will never fade, where the glories will never cease to exist. It is that glory world that we are on our way to. Oh, we don't have the right to be discouraged. We don't have the right to be dismayed. We are on our way to heaven. Oh, God, have mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord knows what we need in this place. The Lord knows what we need. He knows if we need to preach on hell. He knows if we need to preach on heaven. He knows if we need to shout. Or if we need to sit down. I wish somebody would be sensitive to the Spirit. I have never faced this in my whole entire life. But I feel like right now somebody needs to be sensitive to the Spirit. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And point him in the direction that he wants to go. God will do that sometimes. And I really believe, and I know the Holy Ghost has given the altar call. But I believe God is where he wants us. Amen. And I believe that you know tonight that heaven is worth the journey, just like he preached. And you're here tonight and you're discouraged in your heart and you need a revival. That's about every one of us here. I want you to step out of your seat, Sister Amy White. You need the baptism in the Holy Ghost. The devil's fought you. Hell's come against you, but I believe you're going to receive the baptism tonight. And there are others of you right now. You just need to get out of your seat and make your way to this altar. Son, God's given this altar call. It's here. He's about to pour revival out on somebody, and he's about to lift up somebody that's down. Amen. I appreciate you obeying God. That's what we need tonight. Thank God for preachers that obey the Holy Ghost. Amen. Heaven's worth it, folks. You get down here, you throw them hands up, and you praise God. Give some prayer warriors over there by Sister Amy. Amen. Get around and pray for her. God's going to fill her tonight. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Musicians, come on up here and help her. We need a drummer up here. Come on up here and help Sister Miranda tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Heaven will be worth the journey. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
When I get there.